Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Schneider. On 1/28/25, Mrs. Watson performed a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleash of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period compared to a prior study dated 9/11/24. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Hannah Griffin, GRIFFEN. This goes to Goshen Medical. On 1/28/25, Mrs. Griffin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleash bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12/17/24. There's been deterioration of lung function and clinical correlation will be required for further assessment period.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Whenever you finish.
Now it's a 6-minute walk test on the same patient. Hannah Griffin goes to Goshen Medical and 12/16/24. Mrs. Griffin performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100% period. The patient walked 439 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.